Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Thank you so much for being here. As you know, we discuss a lot of things that help you grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. And as you guys know, I try to go around this beautiful planet of ours to find the best humans on it. And I think I found a good human. His name is Dominique Henderson, and he is a certified financial planner, a coach, a speaker, a podcaster, an author. I know. It's a lot of stuff. And he works to help people get unstuck in their finances and careers so that they can be the best version of themselves. Like, I love that, right? But then I kept reading, and he has really great stuff going on. So his personal mission statement is: real financial advice has the ability to change the family trees, and everyone deserves the opportunity to change their family tree. I freaking love that. As soon as I read that, I was like, oh, come on now, Dom. Speaking my language. How are you, Dom? Welcome to Straight Talk.
I'm doing well, Nina. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad you're here. So I like to start the show with giving people like the little question, right? Who is Dom? Dom, who are you? Tell us about you.
Well, I am the husband to one wife, 25 years this past May. I always like to introduce myself that way because I look at myself as this human being, and I'm glad you say that, not human doing. So who am I as a person? Not what do I do? I don't leave with that. I have three beautiful adult children. We're empty nesters. We're all
fun.
We're doing our thing as self-employed business owners here. But I think more than anything, what I've kind of learned about myself, especially in my 40s, is my propensity, my need to give back, to want to help others. Mm-hmm. I think I heard Tyler Perry say it once, and I think maybe he's at an award show or something like this. I'm gonna have to get the address of this because I quote it so much. But he said, once you get to a point of success, your job is to hold the door open for others. And that resonates with me. So that's what I found myself doing. And in no matter if we're on the wealth management side or the consulting side, writing books, whatever we're doing, we're trying to make sure that we deposit more than what we took out.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's what we should be putting in the world, right? Because I believe in the law of reciprocity, right? So what you put out there is what you're going to get back, right? Yeah. And so, and I'm sure as a financial advisor and a financial planner, you know, they got to make sense, right? It all got to make sense. You're probably way better at that than me. So I love that you did lead with a human being part. And that's what I like to do on this show too, is because I have a lot of people like you, very successful, big thinkers, you know, leaders. And I like to introduce my audience to the person. Right? Because people will connect with what you do when they connect with you. Right? And so, you can lead with, you know, I do financial planning. This is what I do, and go through the ABCs. But I really want to know who Dom is. Like, that's what I really like to know. Right? Yeah. So I love that you shared that you're a dad and that you have adult children and that you're an empty nester. So am I. And it is fun. All right?
That's a whole nother podcast, Nina. That's a whole nother podcast.
I know. It is awesome, though. I'm 21 years in with my hubby, and the kids are out, and I am a happy camper. I'm not going to lie to you. But anyway. all good things, all good things. So I love what you were talking about here, especially the part about the family tree.
Yeah.
Right. Where does that come from? Why? Why that, Dom? Why is that such an important part of what you do?
Yeah. So, well, where do I want to start with this? So I'm going to, I'll have colleagues that will listen to something like this and they'll go like, oh, he's bad mouthing people, but I'd like to shoot it straight. So, I think there's a study by Cerulean Associates that says there's somewhere around 300,000 people, using the title financial advisor. Mm-hmm. What I think about that number, when I hear the stories that I hear with people that, you know, are, you know, single women or, you know, minorities or whatever, and they talk about the problems that they've had finding a decent human, to use your words, to help them with their financial goals, I think it's pretty sad. I actually think the industry has not done a good enough job on that part. Now, do I have friends and colleagues that do an excellent job? Yes, I do. But I kind of think that the industry is awash with a lot of people that really don't do the justice that should happen. And when I think mm-hmm. about the different stories I've had my clients tell me about how the work that we've done together has helped them and how people's levels of stress have gone down. And that's not them telling me, it's their spouse saying, this is what I notice in my spouse. Like, that's something mm-hmm. totally different. Mm-hmm. And I know how that has the trajectory to give people more oomph in life, so that they can find their purpose, so they can live into that, because we don't know how long we're going to be here. And so that's what I mean about family tree changing. I mean, the saying goes is that personal finance is so much more personal than finance. And sometimes people need help working through those stories, working through that any money trauma that they may have. And then let's just be honest, there's a lot of information out there. And I think people get overwhelmed. They say, I'm gonna put it off to the side. So there's a lot of things that I think, can be obstacles towards people getting the true freedom they want, that to be really, really straight does not have anything to do with how much money you have exclusively, like how the industry like focuses on it. So it's like quality of life. It's like, are you living into your purpose? Are you working a job that is killing you because you're doing it for all the wrong reasons? Like, we talk about all those things. I talk about all those things with my clients because that's real life.
Right. Right. And that is real life. And I love that. Yeah. You know, that the personal finances are more personal than finances, because that's absolutely 1,000% true. Right. Because if you can deal with the personal aspect of it, it doesn't matter if you're making $1,000 or you're making $1 million. If you deal with the personal aspect of, you're going to thrive either way if you're dealing with that. So I love that you pointed that out. And I also love the, you know, changing the family tree thing, because Dom, I think, you know, it starts with our mindset and how we deal with things. Like you said, you know, money traumas and stuff that comes from somewhere. Yeah. That comes from somewhere. And a lot of times it comes from, you know, watching our parents maybe not handle it well, or watching our parents not make the best decisions, or tell you that they don't have and always struggling, right? Those things cause a lot of issues and trauma. And I know, because I've been trying to overcome those things in my life too and think differently, right? So I'm working on my self-development. So that's really powerful. So I know that you do financial planning and all that great stuff, and when you say that you're a coaching people, or you're a coach, is that what you're dealing with right there? Is the personal aspect of it and how the finances work in their life? Or is it more of the financial part of it and how to do the finances?
This is a great question. And without getting too nuanced, because I know there'll be people, he's giving, you know, don't want to get into all that. Yeah. I look at financial coaching as a verb. I know people that are financial coaches as a noun, that's the title they use. But I feel that my job is merely as a guide. And this is what I say to just about all my prospective clients. I say, my job, if I just want to make it really, really simple, is to help, in this case, let's say Nina, take her limited time and her limited money and help her spread that across unlimited choices. Because a lot of people get distracted with all the things that can happen. I use the example all the time. Let's say somebody comes to me and is like, Dom, I need to sell to save for $4 million for retirement. Okay. When do you want to retire? Why do you want to retire with $4 million? Oh, well, I would like to do this, that, and the other. I dig down. I don't stop right there. I say, what is the reason why you want to save $4 million? What is the reason why you want to retire early? And then we get into the conversation that's like, well, I work so much now, I never get to see my family. Ah, right. Okay. Now we have something there. We don't need $4 million to see our family, and we don't need to retire to see our family. Let's start building in some things that we can do right now
so that
you can start seeing your family more. And you know, that may look like you're in the wrong job. It might look like that. So we work through a plan to get you to where you want to go. And some of this, you know, it really, I was talking to one of my youngest clients the other day, and we've been working together probably about a year and a half ish. And she's at the point right now where she's thinking really strongly about taking a sabbatical. The work is overwhelming. She doesn't enjoy life. She's got other priorities besides just work, like family and kids and stuff like that. And I was like, let's figure out how we can work your plan to make that happen. Because at a certain standpoint, we're talking about mental health. If you're just going to a job and you're just getting burned out. So I think all these things are, they need to be the ingredients inside of a really great relationship with your financial professional. So when you ask that question, whether I coach or I advise or I plan, I do it all. I do what the client needs. That's
the best way to look at it. Yeah, I mean, because we're multifaceted, right? Yeah. So I'm sure that when somebody comes to you, they come with a multifaceted idea or concept of what it is, or they didn't even know that they needed that, right? Yeah. Like you said, they didn't even know. Yeah. So because our space is so inundated with coaching and people calling themselves things that they really aren't, or taking people's money and then leaving them flat. And I'm going to speak it like it is because yes, there's a lot of them. I actually was, I'd gone through that a little bit myself. And when I'm coaching my clients, I've had a couple of them that have been burnt like that too. Right. So it's happening, Dom. It's happening in a big way. Right. So give me, if you can you give us like maybe one or two things that us as laymen, right, who need a financial person in our life, what do we look for?
Yeah.
What is it like? What are the kind of the key things that you would look for if you were looking for somebody to help you with that?
Yeah, I would. So there's probably two things, maybe three. The first one is just your good human barometer, right? Mm-hmm. Like my wife's is way better than mine. She's way more, you know, on it when she's like, we might meet some people and she goes, I don't got a good feeling about them. Mm-hmm. That's something to pay attention to, because if a person doesn't pass what I call the sniff test, they can be as smart as all get out. Competence is kind of like, you know, table stakes in this industry. I mean, granted, there are people that are more competent than others, but there's certain exams that you have to take, which I'm gonna get into in just a second, that demonstrate your viability as a financial professional. And so that's not what we're really talking about. We're talking about somebody that's about to see you get financially undressed and needs that bedside manner and empathy and, you know, the active listening and all the other things that go with their level of competence. You want that. You don't want to feel like your financial professional is talking down to you. You don't want to feel intimidated. You don't feel like there's stupid questions whenever you meet. You don't want to feel any of that. So like, there's a vibe that people give you when they act like that, condescending and all that kind of stuff. If that's that, out the box, no. The second one I would say is that kind of goes along with that is, would you refer this person to your parents? If the answer is no, you probably don't need to be with them either. if you're not good enough for my mom and dad, you're not good enough for me. That's the way
I would. Yeah.
The last but not least is there are, you know, there's so many just different designations. But what I will say is the following. Typically, and let's go back to that number I gave you earlier. So there's 300,000 people using the title of financial advisor. I decided to go certified financial planner about 6 years ago. There's just about 90,000 CFPs. So there's a big gap between I just took a test and I can sell you insurance or I can sell you some stocks or whatever and CFP. CFP, we have to have what is called the four E's. You got to have 6,000 hours of education. Wow. I'm sorry, experience. You got to have a bachelor's degree in something. You got to go through the education courses. There's 8 classes that you have to take. And then you have to pass a comprehensive exam that takes about 3 months to study for. So there's a gauntlet of things that we have to go through as CFPs. Right. So I would say for a person that's looking for somebody, start there, right?
Okay.
Start there. Now, granted, some CFPs don't do coaching and all this other kind of stuff. I mean, we can get into, you know, where you are along the financial continuum, whether it's like, I'm just at the very early stages, you know, where we're talking about like debt management and cash flow, or we're getting more into like talking about investments and how I do this with, you know, X amount of money. There's all different types of flavors. But what I would say is if you start with the CFP, there is a body of work and there's also some standards by which we are held that other financial advisors are not held by. And I think you can kind of shoot yourself in the foot if you start going down that route where people aren't held to a standard, because then
right.
Why are they going to treat you any different?
Right. Is that something you think is okay to ask, Dom?
Oh, like, absolutely. And I think okay. If you get the wrong answer, then you probably have your answer.
Right.
If you get that's somebody good. Backing that's up, good. They're like, what do you need to know that for? And yada, yada, yada. Because all this is... I mean, if we could do a screen share, I'll show you. Like, you can go onto a website and you can see people, and we'll give it to your audience for the links. You can go in and type my name in and type my firm's name in, and you'll see that I'm registered and all this other kind of stuff. You can go do that. Like, and right. So people might want to do that. Here's the other thing I would say. We're in 2022. If your financial professional is not out there and searchable, YouTube, Google, LinkedIn, something, that's a red flag to me. Like, I don't care how private you want to be nowadays. It's like, people got to. You know, did you write a blog article? Have you put out some videos? Right. Like something. I mean,
something got to be out there. I mean, anybody can find you anywhere, really.
They can't find you. That I think that's a red flag.
That's funny. I love that. So tell me a little bit about all the other stuff you do, because you're also an author, right? And you do some speaking. I know you have a podcast. I do want to know about all of that, especially, you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts, maybe because I'm a podcaster. So I do want to know about that as well. So talk to me about, let's start with your book. Let's start with the book you came out with. What's that about?
Assess, Address, and Adjust, A Practical Guide to Becoming Unstuck and Achieving Your Life's Goals. So for a lot of the pandemic, I was having conversations with clients on both sides of my businesses. And I got the theme of, Dom, I could be doing more. I feel like I'm in this.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I'm I have a ceiling above me. I'm not living in my purpose. I'm unsatisfied. And I think that was one of the gifts that the pandemic gave us, is the opportunity to reflect on where we were in life and whether or not we were happy with that, or whether or not we felt like we were our highest and best. And so I actually, the book is a mosaic of frameworks I've been using probably for the last decade almost, because I was like having those conversations over and over and over again. I was like, it dawned on me, like, you have solutions, if you will, to some of what people are saying, like how to find yourself, how to create a vision, you know, how to develop a personal philosophy. Like, what are the elements of success? I've done a lot of studies on like the top 1% and what they do and why people sabotage themselves. And, you know, the stages of life that you go through where you have to become something in your mind first before you do something to then have something. A lot of people start at the end of having or wanting rather, and they never become the person that has the capacity to hold that thing that they want or things. So that's what the book is. It's really kind of like walking through those frameworks and helping you apply.
That's awesome.
I really wanted to make it something that didn't take people a long time to read. So you could literally like read it in the weekend. And and what I feel the most beneficial part of it is there's a 30-day action guide, like a workbook.
Oh, great. Wow.
On day one, you do this. Day two, you do this. Day three, you do this, and just walks you through. So that's 30 awesome. Days is to kind of like give you a little kick in the pants, and hopefully after that, you've got it drilled in habits and, you know, and continue to move forward.
That's really great because, and I love that it's a quick read because, you know, truth is, Dom, is that that's one of the biggest excuses for anybody not developing themselves is always saying that they are too busy, right? That they are too busy. I'm too busy. You need a coach. No, I don't need a coach. I'm too busy for a coach. Well, you're going to stay busy. You'll get somebody who can help you. You're going to stay busy, right? So that's really fantastic. And I'm going to be picking that up. So what's the name of it again?
Assess, Address, and Adjust.
Okay, great.
A practical guide to becoming unstuck and achieving your goals. The assess, address, and I can go through that framework. So I've always looked at life like this. And it's not just because I like acronyms or alliteration. It just makes sense. And that's how I remember it. So we always have to assess our situation. It's almost like you step on a scale. You see what the scale says. It's an objective measure of where you are. You have to know where you are right now in order to know where you want to go.
Right.
Then we're going to do the addressing. Okay. I've got this problem. This is what I need to do about it. Right. And then you adjust behavior wise. If it's weight, then I need to figure out if I want to diet, if I want to work out, if I want to do both, do I want to hire a trainer, blah, blah, blah. The methodology is out there.
Right.
What I choose to do is obviously going to be a product of how bad do I want it? Right. Mm-hmm. That is the 1, 2, 3 of how you achieve goals. It otherwise does not happen. Because a lot of people get too focused on results and they don't realize that there first has to be a mindset shift about what you're trying to become. And then you'll put into what I call the deliberate practice of things, which is what you do, how you behave, how you act, how you keep on showing up. That is going to give you results you
want. Yeah, I love that. I always say that all the time. How do you show up? Because that is so powerful. And, you know, a lot of times we show up not the right way. I love that you first have to look at the reality of the situation. And one of those things, Dom, that you probably maybe even yourself have run into with some people is that old way of thinking that we don't discuss finances, right? We don't discuss the money. We don't discuss any of that. And then people are like shooting blind, right? I had to learn, you know, with my financial advisor as well, you know, like, where's your numbers at? And I'm like, I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about that number.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was the best thing I ever did because it gave me a really nice handle on eliminating debt and raising my credit score and all that great stuff. But had I not done the work or done the reality check, right? I'm over here talking about straight talk, no sugar added. Here I am, don't want to look at nothing. You know what I'm saying? but it was a really great reality check. And I realized it's not just with that. Even with my health, same thing. I had to step on the scale, talk to my nutritionist, talk to my naturopath, and get some stuff going, right? So I get that. I get that. And that is awesome. And I'm going to pick that up. And I know that people who are listening are going to pick that up. So that's awesome. I also want to talk to you about other things you're doing because you're also a speaker and you do podcasting, right? Yeah. So tell me what you do when you go to speak. It's not one of those boring things where you just stand there and talk about finances all day, right?
I gotta keep it live.
Too fun for me. Okay, go ahead.
I'll be honest. I love video. I love live stream. I've kind of tongue in cheek joke that, you know, one day I want to have a TV show. But I think it was two things that started this evolution. When I started my wealth management firm 6 years ago, I hired a video coach and it was really just kind of serendipitous. I was just like, I'm trying to save money, you know, low overhead. I don't want to have an office and stuff like that. And I want to be able to meet with people virtually. And, you know, the pandemic came along. It was like, oh, that was a great idea. But it also got me into the habit of just being on video and creating content around that, which then kind of birthed the podcast. I remember I was doing these like really, really boring voice, you know, screen PowerPoint with my voice, yeah, not showing my face. And my wife was like, let me get this straight. So you're trying to get people to trust you with their money and you're not showing your face. And I was like,
don't you love women?
Dang. I was like, well, I really did marry up. Look at that.
So, you died like a wife, to tell you the truth. Let me tell you.
I doubled down on the video. And that's, I've kind of made my, so my podcast is called Conversation for Financial Professionals. And what we really try to do on that is really empower the next gen or the tomorrow's financial professional with basically the lessons that I've learned over 22 years of doing this. Because what I realize is I'm not going to reach everybody. I don't even have a desire to work with everybody.
Right.
But if I can, if you will, duplicate or multiply myself with people that want to get into the industry, I feel that's a really great benefit.
Yeah.
So that's what the podcast is mostly about. We have some really great conversations. We've had people inside the industry as well as outside the industry to talk about, you know, why when people mention the word financial advisor at a dinner party, does it clear the room? Like, what is that all about? Like, and how can we fix that? How can we make things better and stuff? And just really giving consumers of financial services an inside view into what things look like. So it's not just for the person that's trying to become successful in this field. I think a lot of consumers can get, at least they start listening to that and they know what to ask somebody that they want
to
work with.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, that's fantastic. So the speaking that you do now is like mostly virtual?
Yes, a lot of it's virtual. You know, everyone, I'll probably get back on the conference circuit eventually. I'm kind of boycotting conferences. I feel something, and this is just a personal aside, but I kind of feel some type of way that all the financial conferences, there's no consumers of financial services there. It's just us talking heads to ourselves. Oh, like, what is that benefit? That's right. That's not helping anyone. So I'm kind of boycotting right now, silently.
I get you. So talk to me a little bit about your firms. Because I know I have, like I said, I have a lot of leaders and business professionals here and stuff like that. So tell me a little bit about each firm and what it is that you do.
So DJH Capital Management is a registered investment advisory firm. And all that means is that we've gone to the state of Texas and we've said, hey, we want to help people in Texas. That's my home state. And then anybody else that, you know, wants to work with us. So we work with, I have clients in, you know, DC and California and all over the place. The main gist of DJH Capital Management is taking an unconventional approach to what people really want. What do I mean by that? Well, people really want their money when they trade their human capital and all that is, you know, that makes up them for financial capital. The money is just a conduit to get things that they want in life, right? And sometimes we need to look beyond the numbers, beyond the charts, beyond the graphs and all the boring Monte Carlo, you know, all that stuff and kind of be like, Nina, what do you really want? Like, who is Nina? How do you want to show up in the world? What's the impact that you want to have? And how can we allow your money to facilitate that? Like that is a more exciting financial plan for me to build because it's moving, it's dynamic, it's changing. And so that's the kind of financial planning that I like to do. On the Jumpstart side, it's really easy. We're taking the lessons that I learned by interacting with clients in my wealth management firm and teaching that to the next generation. Because I kind of feel like real financial advice, that acronym is relatable, empathetic, attentive, listening. That's the only type of financial advice that we need out here. We don't need all that other stuff. We don't need behind a big mahogany desk with my suit and tie, looking down at you, talking about how you've messed things. Like, who does that?
Yeah.
You know, most of my clients come to me, they're highly intelligent, they're high earners, they're busy, right? What they need is not more information, but they need strategy on all the information that's out there so that they can kind of look at things from a different, a lot of times my clients have told me, I really appreciate that perspective because that's what they're seeking. They're seeking a different perspective. I just happen to be an expert in financial services. And I think the perspective from that standpoint allows the relationship to really grow. But yeah, I'm looking to exchange value. It's all about value. Like no one pays, you know, nobody gives up a $20 bill for something that's worth $20. Like, they've got to feel like it's worth more than $20. Right. I look at the same thing with the advice relationship too. So that's the type of clients that I serve.
That's fantastic, because I know that the audience that I have is that kind of client. So that's really great. And I love everything you said, because, you know, somebody like me, like I said, when I went to my financial advisor, she has a lot of the same ethos that you're talking about. And that's what I was looking for too, because I didn't want to feel like an idiot, even though I am a six-figure earner, right? I'm not in finances, right? I'm more of the creative. I'm into culinary, and I'm a director, and I, you know, do my coaching and all of that. So not that you can't do both, but it's something that I had to learn. It's a skill I had to learn as an adult, right? So it's really fantastic that you give people that different perspective and also are welcoming about it, right? So you're pulling them in and you're welcoming them into your space. So,
I think the other point to make, you make up a really good point to kind of park there, is when you are doing whatever you're doing in the world and you don't want to become an expert in finances, maybe you'll be an expert in your finances, but, you know, in a macro sense, not an expert here. What I find is people are seeking leverage. They understand the power of leverage. I give this example all the time. I have a guy that comes by and does my landscaping every week. I know how to cut my lawn. I'm actually pretty good at it. But would I exchange an hour of my time, or as quick as he does it, sometimes with his crew, way quicker than that, for the price that he charges me doing it? It doesn't make sense. It's not an even trade. And so I think a lot of smart people, intelligent people, they get that. They go, an hour worth of my time, you know, you settling down and figuring out, okay, these are going to be my next podcast episodes. This is how I'm going to bring value to my audience, instead of going out and like working through your 401k. It's like, why would you do that? So,
That is so true. I remember watching an interview once with this, I forget his name off the top of my head, but he's a Jewish business guy, and he gives like all this financial advice. And somebody asked him, you know, oh, Jewish, you know, you're Jewish, your Jewish people are always wealthy or something. They were joking around with him. And he said, because I don't exchange my time for things that I know I can pay another professional to do. You know, he said, I'm not going to go out here and try to figure out how to fix my car if I have a mechanic that knows how to fix my car. That's a waste of my time. Right. And I was like, I took that to heart. I was like, that makes so much sense. And as I started to grow and growing my coaching business and my podcast and everything, I realized I need a podcast manager or my VA, or, you know, I need a team, and you need a team because it's hard to do it all by yourself and wasting your time with all of the little stuff that steals the blessing. I always say the little things that come and steal the blessing.
I like that. You know? I like that.
Yeah.
I like
that. So I'm really, really excited that you came on here and that you dropped all of this knowledge, Dom. And I know that like I said, I have a phenomenal audience. So I want to know how we're going to follow you, how we're going to listen to you, how we're going to work with you, all that great stuff. So drop it for us, please.
Yeah. So I've made this so easy in the last couple of months, and this is because of my team that forced me into this corner and said, why don't you make it easier? You got to, you know, so I have Dom Henderson.
Between them and your wife, you're in trouble, man.
Look, this is one thing about me. I have noticed. I'm 46 now, and what I have noticed is that the team you put around you, you know, although I may be quote unquote the leader, they all have what they bring to the table, and I try to make sure that I keep listening to them. Does that mean I'm going to do everything they say? No. I love the ideas. Keep them coming.
That's awesome. That's really great. All right, sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No. So Dom Henderson SR, as in senior. .com, DomHendersonSR.com. You can get to everything there. There are a link to the wealth management, as well as Jumpstart, as well as the podcast, the coaching, all that stuff is all in one spot, the blog, everything.
Great. So anybody who is listening right now, Dom, do you have like a free consultation or anything like that where they can talk to you about what they're planning on doing and what they need help with?
Yes. So if you go to that site, DomHendersonSR.com, you can click on the button for, you know, I would like to speak with a financial advisor, financial planner, and it'll take you directly to my calendar. I do a complimentary discovery session for people that are like, okay, what direction do I need to go? I've never talked to a financial planner before. I don't even know where to start. Yada, yada, yada. We have all that hooked up there for them.
Beautiful. Dom, thank you so much for spending time with me on Straight Talk. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Nina. I'm glad we were able to hook this up.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I'm over here canceling on him, y'all. It's all me. It's all me. You know I was moving. You know, y'all heard my pains and my aches on Instagram. Dom, thank you for being flexible. Really, absolutely. I appreciate you. I really do. And guys, thank you guys so much for being the amazing audience that you are, because I could not believe my numbers when my podcast coach called me and said, have you looked? I said, no. He's like, it's at almost like 32 or 35,000. I cannot believe that. You guys rock. But thank you so much for doing all of this and spending time with us. I'm going to make sure to list all of Dom's information below so that you can make sure you connect with him, work with him. Guys, seriously, if you guys are out there really trying to get your financial game on, this is why I got him on here, because he's the real deal. So make sure you guys hook up with him. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.